Everyone who exercises regularly learns the value of flexibility. But the world of the contortionist is something else again. Some of their poses stretch your idea of what's humanly possible. Natalie Ray performs regularly at circuses around the country, showing off skills that she learned from one of the Mongolian masters of the art, and she says many of those skills are within our reach. She's backing that up with a beginner's workshop in contortion that she's bringing to Maui, and we talked about it.
This is a beginner contortion workshop, and it's basically open to all levels, so anyone can come, whether you can sit on your head already or you can just, you know, lift a finger. It's pretty much for all levels. I have variations for every posture and every kind of position that we're working towards. Like, we have a goal, but then along the way, there's beginner, intermediate, advanced, and in between the beginner and intermediate, there's steps that you can take. So anyone can really take the class.
But for a beginner, chances are most beginners aren't going to be nearly as flexible as they should be, right?
People surprise themselves. Sometimes people are very flexible and they didn't even know that they could push their limits that way because people mentally are scared. Contortion is a mind game sometimes, and so you want to kind of, you know, obviously be safe, but, you know, enable people and encourage them to go past their limits while, you know, creating a safe environment.
And has
so
it...
sometimes people surprise themselves.
So it's been your experience that people can actually go well beyond what they might have thought, huh?
Yeah, at least half the time, you know. And if they don't, they realize and they figure out how they can push themselves with still being safe and all that. So I give them the correct techniques to further their practice when I'm not around.
Because being safe, you alluded to it a couple times, that's got to be extremely important, because if you pull a muscle, you're sort of back to zero, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah, and I've done that plenty of times. So I know what it feels like to pull a muscle or seven and while just stretching. So you want to, in my workshop, I teach a lot and talk a lot about relaxing, because if you're trying to stretch a strained muscle or stretch a muscle that's engaged, then you're not really stretching it. You're just kind of pushing it past something that I'm moving my hands right now. I'm very visual. So, but mostly it's just you want to relax the muscle that you're stretching before you even begin to stretch it.
And that's a little bit counterintuitive in terms of getting an exercise routine ready, because you might be inclined to tense up when you're about to go for a run or something like that. But
exactly,
it's really better to relax.
That's why it's super important to stretch afterwards or even a little bit before, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you came to this with a body of acquired skill already as a gymnast, but you went into contortion as a specialty based on that background, yeah?
I was doing a partner acrobatic act, and I wanted to increase my flexibility to be a little different and to have kind of a specific style for my handstands and for my splits, and so I took a contortion class, and I kind of fell in love with that a little more than anything else. So I started taking classes from my Mongolian instructor, Serchma Bayamba.
Yeah.
And then I also am taking hand balancing classes from my teacher, Leslie Tipton, who studied under a Russian-style coach.
What's the Mongolian and Russian styles being dominant styles in the field of the contortionist?
Yeah, they are basically, if you go see a Cirque du Soleil show, the contortionists are either Mongolian or Russian for the most part. I mean, you'll get your token amazing American, you know, contortionist. I know a couple who are from San Francisco, but they definitely studied under Russian and Mongolian techniques. And the two are very similar, but at the same time, they're very different. They're just, one focuses on just everything's very detailed, but one focuses on something and the other focuses on something completely different. But the two, if you study both of them together, they really go hand in hand.
Now, when a contortionist performs, what does the performance consist of? A variety of different poses?
Yeah, in a fluid, with fluid transitions in and out of these poses. So I just came off a tour, two tours actually, one in the Midwest and New England. And I was on like a 3 foot by, 4 foot platform that was maybe 4 feet up in the air, and I was performing in a free ring circus.
Uh-huh.
And I had, my act was 4.5 minutes long, and it was me, going into back bends and coming out a different way than I came in, and going into a leg scale, and then sitting, coming down and sitting on my head, and then back bending press up into a handstand and holding different handstand positions. And then the other tour, I was on a horseback doing contortions, so that was very interesting as well.
Let me just back you up a little bit. Sitting on your head, did you say?
Yes. Yes. So that position's called a pretzel, and basically it's when your feet are in front of you on the floor, but you're on your chin and on your chest, and if you can, like, get your butt to sit on your head, essentially.
And
yeah.
There was another term you used that I hadn't heard before as part of the act. I think it was before you sat on your head. But there are standard...
A leg scale.
Yeah, what is that?
It's basically you stand on 1 foot and you bring your straight back leg behind you, so you're in a standing split.
Uh-huh.
But your chest is up.
So you kind of put your ankle behind your head?
Yeah, you put your calf on the back of your head.
I'm somewhat flabbergasted by this, right?
I think you should come take the workshop.
Well, I'm a long way from being able to sit on my head, I'll tell you that. But how many years of training would it take to get to that very, admittedly, very advanced level?
I've been doing it for about 2.5 years now. But just contortion. Obviously, the gymnastics helped with the flexibility and the strength whole bunch. But I do know people who have no background in dance or acrobatics or gymnastics, what have you, and they go into contortion just because they are naturally flexible. Or even if they're not naturally flexible, if you learn the technique correctly at an early start in your career, then you can get pretty good pretty quick, especially if you're dedicated and you train 5 days a week or even more than that, for at least 3 hours.
So there's hope for us all, Natalie, sounds like.
There's hope for us all. There's hope for us all in anything that we want to do.
Natalie Ray will offer a beginner's contortion workshop at the Pole Room in Lahaina, Maui, and you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.